Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And every now and then, you know what? Every now and then, we need to get a shout in. You know what I mean? Because he's been good to us.
Hallelujah.
And we're gonna see if we can get a shout in. Here it is. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Have a good time in the Lord and to find out what thus saith the Lord about his word, and just to encourage the saints of God. That's our job, to encourage the saints of God. Thank you, you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I just want to thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for seeing us quality people.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
We had a glitch in the stuff this afternoon. And within 4 to 5 minutes, the awesome, the anointed, the blessed, the talented Sister Anna James, a.k.a. Sister AJ, had it all solved.
Amen.
Ready and ready to go. Didn't lose no time. Hallelujah. Was right on board.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for Sister Anna James. Somebody say amen for Sister Anna James.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. And look, I'm going to tell folks now, this lady is in charge of the sound system. Don't touch it. Nobody else touched the sound system but Sister Anna James, either at her instruction. But she in charge. Because every time somebody else put their hands on it, Jesus. Well, we bless God today. But this is a wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that the sun is shining?
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. It's dark outside, as far as I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that.
And
I just, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want y'all to get your names together who you want to put up in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Because God wants to bless. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
And I just need somebody in the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need somebody in the house to answer.
Hallelujah.
Who's in the house?
J.C.
All right. I heard a bunch of folks say J.C. Well, that's blessed. He in the house.
Yeah.
So y'all get ready for a blessing because J.C. is in the house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who in the house? Take 8 of 10. Starting count. To stop count, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger stop. Or press a four-finger double tap. Start count. Exploring it. Keep talking.
Hallelujah. Because we want to make a happy day for somebody. You know, want to make a happy day for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity to do this. Because had no one took time to pray for us,
hallelujah,
we wouldn't be here now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, happy day. I pray for it. Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mason.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Dominique.
Hallelujah.
Michelle.
Hallelujah.
Kimberly.
Hallelujah. 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 All that sickness, apparent, hallelujah. What don't you get about
it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are you about it?
Israel, Newman.
Hallelujah.
James Stanley.
Every hallelujah, Georgia.
Hallelujah.
Every Stephen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are you Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing. Hallelujah. People all over the world right now should be saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's say thank you, Jesus, for those that we put up in the atmosphere of blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing that one and that one and that one and that one and that one. Oh, we bless your name today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise your name. We glorify your name. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that miracle and that miracle and that miracle and that miracle. That healing and that deliverance right there. That breakthrough. Hallelujah. That breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All over the world, in Germany and China and Africa, Asia, South America, the islands, North America, hallelujah, Europe, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God, for hallelujah, for the testimonies of big miracles and blessings and healings and deliverance, supernatural good to God. We thank you that your spirit puts the super on the natural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And at this time, Pastor Peters, we apologize for using some of your time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But now, without further ado, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Yadabosha, I think Pastor Peters has read that scripture in Ephesians 4:30. And it says, quench not the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, I want to turn the floor over to you right now so you can do the pastor's corner. And hallelujah, let the Spirit of the Lord lead you as well. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to always allow God, the Holy Spirit, to have his way. Too many times we lean to our own understanding. Too many times we do what we want to do.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And Lord was saying, when are you going to let me come in? When are you going to let me come in? Someone once told me of a joke, and the devil was sitting on the outside of, was sitting on the outside of the church. He was sitting on the church steps, and he was crying. And somebody said, why are you crying? He said, because they ain't they lying on me. So we blame the devil for everything. Sometimes the devil ain't nothing to do with some of the things we were doing. That's just us. Oh, my goodness. I know my husband is always the one telling me to do it. But that one just came to my mind. Praise God. But we have to, I guess, get away from, I guess, doing things our way. And we have to always allow God to have his way. And Proverbs 3, this is a scripture my mom has always, I guess, instilled in us. And it was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We put it out. Birthday cards and our autograph books in high school. It was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. So many times, and like we tell God, it's how we want him to handle things and who has our answer. But God has a total different approach to our problems. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than yours. Hallelujah. A lot of times we see a situation and we roll up our sleeves, just read, we ready to knock the devil out. We say, oh, Lord, you know what? I know just how this one can, I just know how this problem can be solved. Because, Lord, my bill due next week, but you know what? I loaned Miss So-and-so some money, and if you can tell Miss So-and-so, you know, like drop it in her heart, Lord, that she said that she'd give it back to me on the 13th, and now it's the 14th, as I need to, because my bill is due. Can you please, if she's been ducking me, so can you please tell her to give me back my money? You know, and all the while, if we put that in the hands of the Lord, you know what? God can, and this has happened. Some company were going through their books and realized that you overpaid them, that you overpaid a bill, and sent a check in the mail. And you said, like, oh, my God. I remember when I was in college I was the last semester, it was over. And believe me, and the check came in the mail, I'm like, oh, shit. You know what? And when you're not expecting it, it's always good. Money always good when coming to me. And you say, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord. And I needed this peace. You know, God knows what we need before we need it. And I say, Lord, please put in my hands what I need before I realize I even need it. And God does it every time. Hallelujah. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. But only when we stay in the word of God are we going to ask for God's will. We're going to know what his will is because you're going to read in his word. And if you fill yourself up with the word of God, that's what you're going to ask God for. You want to ask for his will. That's why we have to stay in his word. We aren't going to say, Lord, if I see this person, I just want you to give me the strength and knock them out. You know what? Because they've been getting on my nerves and this and that. No. That's not God's will for you to knock anybody out. You know, God can handle a situation way better than we can without us even touching the person. The word of God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. And sometimes this person can be dancing. You can feel like somebody dancing on your last nerve. And you just want them out. You just want them annihilated. No, that's not God's will. You can show that person the love of God. And that the love that you show them can draw them to God. Can draw them to the Lord, because it is the love in our heart is what separates us from other sects of religion or whatever. The love, the patience that God gives in our heart gives in to us for other people and in other situations. And so, look at where other people would have put you, line you up on a wall and and just annihilate you and grab a grave and drop you all in it. Versus us, we give you the second chance. The Christians, with the love of God, gives you the second chance, third chance, the fourth chance. God is a God of seven times 70 in one day. We're supposed to forgive. Forgive over and over and over. And if you want mercy, you have to give mercy. If you want forgiveness, you need to forgive, put out the forgiveness. And as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to falter. That's why we have the Holy Ghost to help us along the way. We're not perfect, not in this flesh. We're not perfect. But as long as we have a Savior that's sitting high and looking up, He's going to bless us. He's going to lead and guide us. He's going to drop what's supposed to be in our hearts. He's going to lead us and guide us. And we are going to say, Lord, help me not to lean to my own understanding in this situation. A lot of situations, a lot of times, and so many times, I'll say to single people or people that believe in God for a companion, I say, oh, God, Lord, I need you to bless me with a home, and I need you to help me with a vehicle or to help me pay the bill this month. And this is because a couple bills are due at the same time. But God is waiting for you to also to ask him, but he's always also asking, waiting for you to put the situation of the companion in his hands. And you know what you said to him? Oh, my God, I can handle that part.
Yes.
I can handle that part, Lord. I just want you to handle everything else. Why not put it all in his hands? Because, you know, a lot of times we're slipping and falling when it comes to the part for the companion. You know, because we think we can shack up and do whatever we want to do through the week and then come to church on Sunday morning and pray God's will and shout and all this stuff and answer God, oh, Lord, I need you to do such and such. And we are dipping and dodging and not submitting our members over to the Lord, over to the Holy Ghost, and then expect God to hear your prayers. No, that's not how it's done. Forgive us this day, Lord God, as we forgive our debtors, and give us this day our daily bread. God is able to do that. He is able to keep what you have submitted unto him against that day. Hallelujah. There's no temptation that's going to come to you that you and God and the Holy Spirit can't handle. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost works every day, y'all. Not just on Sunday. The Holy Ghost works every day. When you see that you're having some trouble in some areas, turn that plate down. Okay? If you go on a whole lot of medications and you're unable to fast food, fast the television. Fast your technology. If you're always on Facebook, always on Instagram, always on YouTube, say, okay, God, you know, the time that I usually beam on me, Lord God, I'm going to give that time to you. I'm going to read. I'm going to have open up the Bible. And Lord God, we just going to have some time together. And you know what, thank you, God, you'll be surprised what God will illuminate in your spirit just from reading the word of God. You'll be surprised. The lights he'll turn on, the understanding that he will bring to you just from you having some time with him. Isn't that what you do when there's somebody special in your life and you want to show them how much you really care about them? Don't you spend time with that person? That's what Jesus wants. He wants your time. He wants you to show him how special he is and how much he means in your life. Hallelujah. And watch these other things that you are having dilemmas about, having trouble with. Watch those things fall by the wayside. Watch those things diminish. Watch those things like not even appear to be insurmountable anymore. Hallelujah. God will allow those mountainous things, those things that seem to be so big and so tall, watch those things that shrink. And then after a while, diminish, disappear altogether. Because we serve a mighty God. And God is able to do anything that we allow him to. I remember something that my mom used to say. She said, God will be to you what you allow him to be. That means a companion. That means a way maker. That means a bill payer. God will bring even, and I say, Lord, I need such and such. And I'll look in the mailbox. I'll look up in the tree. I'll look everywhere. I'm sure. I said, Lord, a Dougie can bring it down the street and drop it at my feet. And I'm going to look to see if that Doug got my answer, to see if God blew it up in the tree, see if he put it in the mailbox. I'm going to open the door and look out on the porch because I don't know how he's going to bring it.
Yes.
And when God sees that you have the faith that what you asked him for, he's going to, because you don't know how he's going to bring it. And he's looking, don't you know? And he's going to allow that to happen. He's the most unlikely resource. Hallelujah. When God will do just what you ask him to do. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's called crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crazy faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus told the disciples, go down to the river and catch that fish.
Yes.
He got to catch the fish, then open his mouth. He got
yes.
the money for the taxes.
Yes.
Crazy faith.
Amen. Amen.
He went down and got it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, and look here, we got 5,000 men and a bunch of women and children we got to feed. Oh, the disciples, they had a whole lot of faith. They said, well, we can send them to the town so they go buy some food for themselves. But Jesus said, no. Is there any food here? So, well, we got one lamb that got two fish and five loaves of bread. Said, well, bring it here.
Yes.
And y'all divide the folk in the 20s and that, all right, I'm going to pray you over this. Say 5,000.
Yes.
5,000 men. I don't know
yes.
how many women and children. And they had 12 baskets of food
yes,
left.
Sir. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Only God.
Thing.
Only God.
Hallelujah. Crazy faith.
Only God. Done
that. Lady
thank
had,
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
She was back in her rent. And they'd already sent her the papers to be evicted.
Hallelujah.
But she kept praying to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord was her strength and her salvation.
Thank you, God.
She kept praying to the Lord. And she owed $2,000 in back rent.
Hallelujah.
This must have been recent because COVID caused a lot of people to be back in their rent.
Hallelujah.
So they couldn't
Hallelujah.
Have
yes, yes.
And about 12 midnight, the knock come to her door. She said, who's that knocking at my door?
Hallelujah.
She went to the door. It was an upstairs neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He gave her an envelope with $2,000 in it, and he said, tell your God to leave me alone.
Oh.
He couldn't get no rest.
Uh-huh.
God moved her to
Amen.
Give her the $2,000 she needed for
yes.
her rent.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
See, I told y'all, see, when I say faith anymore, when you hear the word faith, think about crazy faith.
Amen.
People think you're crazy. It's
Hallelujah.
Pastor his wife needed about, $78,000.
$80,000. Hallelujah.
You know, that kind of keeps you from sleeping just a little bit sometimes.
Hold
on. You know. And so they said, well, let's go a walking. And they went walking, and I guess it was a little park, a plaza near them. They started walking, and you know, Pastor, if you're a real man of God, he know how to pray.
Hallelujah.
At least he can start praying, and
Hallelujah.
God will reveal stuff to him.
Hallelujah.
And as he and his wife were walking, money started flowing
Amen.
From the air.
Yes.
Just kept, and they collected all of the money that
Amen.
Fell.
Yes.
And see, that was a real miracle because nobody else was around. Because, you know, money starts flying from the sky, you know, somebody else sees, they're going to be over there with you, you know,
Amen.
Trying to get that piece of pie, too.
Amen. That's right.
So God, there was a whole lot of miracles involved in that. I don't know where the money came from. I know where it went. They collected it. And did they have over $80,000 when they said?
$80,000.
They had exactly $80,000. And you said, wow, I don't believe that. That's crazy. That's right. They had crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We thank God. I had crazy faith too.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had a gas electric bill. This is way back. Oh, that would be 50 years ago or so.
Hallelujah.
Before I was married, before I had a children, I was by my crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
I just believe God somehow.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to get this bill paid. It was $500.
Thank you, Jesus.
I happen to have a post office box. I went over to my post office box, and I saw a letter, an unfamiliar letter from an insurance company. I tell you this, and I tell my wife, she knows, I said, open up everything.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like junk mail, open it up. I opened up that envelope, and there was a check in there made out to me on a bank that was legitimate, all that, for $500. Exactly $500.
Amen.
And guess what? It went through. It paid my bill. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Talk about crazy faith. Hallelujah.
God can do it.
Hallelujah.
God can do it.
He can do it. Hallelujah. Look, you know, that's child's play. If he could open up the Red Sea and have people walk over on dry land, not muddy land.
Yes.
And have 3 million people, nobody, ill, sick, those portraits of old people being helped to cross the dry, that wasn't so.
Amen.
The Bible said there was no feeble among them.
Amen.
Now, either they left the old folk behind on the other side of the river. No, you know they didn't do that.
No.
Everybody was able to walk over.
That's right.
On dry land.
Good help. Amen. Good help.
Crazy praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, I think I need to ask you a question. What time is it?
Communion time.
Well, bless be God. Now, I'm going to ask my automated technical assistant to play, hallelujah,
thank you,
communion medley.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri,
thank you, Jesus.
Play communion medley.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
You're going to try it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri. Play, hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Play communion medley. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
In remembrance. Oh,
glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance of
hallelujah. 1 Corinthians.
We take this cup.
The 11th chapter. Verse 23 to 30. Just to examine yourself. As long as I can remember, every time I was in church and they were talking about communion, we started examining ourselves. I started examining myself, even when I was a child, started examining myself. And so we do just that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you that you can say that you are Jehovah's sin to you. You are righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. And when you think of everything we said, God, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us, Lord, for every sin of omission and COVID. As we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment. No guilt.
till my day.
Let's see you again in our text today. It says examine yourselves, and we do just that. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We do this through your word, O God. That's what. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our people is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Thank you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26 and 28 says, hallelujah, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in your text, the word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. For it all shall cover me the point of my Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, hallelujah, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
yes,
he took the bread.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody needs to be saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already.
Thank you.
Your word says in 2 Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your word says in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2,
St. John chapter 12, chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians, hallelujah, 3:26. And Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for healing right now. That backache, that pain in the eye, that pain in my knees, that pain in my fingers, that pain in my legs, that pain in my ears, that pain in my face, that pain in my head. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for healing that pain in my chest. Oh, Lord, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for healing right now. Miraculous, supernatural healing right now. Soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. Singing glory to His name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I pray to that the ground that shall be sown into the ground. And Father God, we thank you for returning 30, 60, and 100-fold return on the seed sown today. Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use it for your glory today. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Touch these lips of clay. Let them speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness for today. Have your way, Lord. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, that the Satan is already defeated, and we bind him in Jesus' name. And Father God, again, we give you the honor and the praise and the glory. Praise yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And this is the third, but I think the last time, well, how the Lord leads. Our message is the title. This is part three of Love Finds a Way. Whatever the situation in your life, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Love finds a way. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it seems like, what it even smells like, love finds a way. Pastor Peaches, I gave you some scriptures.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you could read them now.
Yes.
Read the, just, you know, don't read the verses, but just read where they found, the addresses.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. Galatians 5. Verses 22 and 23, and 1 John 4, verse 20.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to say this very slowly so you can write this down, because you're going to need to write this down, what I'm about to say. Life is an open book test. Life is an open book test. Now, y'all remember when y'all were in school, especially high school, because they did this kind of thing in high school and even in college. When the teacher came in and said, okay, we're going to have a test today, y'all said, But then he said, it's an open book test.
You raised your head up and went,
okay, love is the subject of life. The first statement was, life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, here's the third line. And we may not be able to get to preaching, but we'll continue this on if God says so.
Amen.
The third line is faith is the fuel that propels your life. Faith is the fuel that propels your life. Faith is the fuel that propels your life. Now, I need to let you know this, that anytime I talk about faith, I'm not talking about casual faith. I'm not even talking about the faith of Romans 12 and 3, a measure of faith. What type of faith am I talking about, Pastor
crazy.
Peter?
Crazy faith.
Crazy faith.
Crazy
faith.
Crazy faith.
So when I say faith is the fuel that propels your life, you know, we want you to be successful.
Yeah.
We want you to be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
So you've got to have what kind of faith?
Crazy faith.
Because life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. And faith is the fuel that propels your life. Now, I could have added to greatness, to prosperity, to excellence, but we ain't talking about anything other than the best. When we talk to God's people and we talk about what God's given us, we're talking about the best. He don't give us the worst, is that right?
That's right.
He gave us all of it.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
And whosoever shall believe in him should not pass, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
What other your voice? John 10:10. Hallelujah. B says, hallelujah. Well, John 10:10 says, thief come for to steal, kill, and
destroy.
But I am come to
life,
that you may have life and have it what? More abundantly.
Whoa.
Abundant is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you got abundant life. Ooh, I heard some abundant life talents. But he said more abundantly.
More abundantly.
Hallelujah. Again. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Faith is the fuel that propels your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get there.
Hallelujah.
Get there. Okay, what's the first scripture? Hallelujah.
Joshua 1:8.
Joshua 1:8 says what, Pastor Peter?
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Okay, go ahead.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, y'all need to understand, the book that they talk about is not the book of the law of Moses. It's talking about the law of God. Hallelujah. In the Word of God. The open book test is your Bible. You got a problem. Where do you go? I go to Uncle Joe because he knows everything. He watches TV and Judge Judy and stuff, and he knows everything about the law. I go to him. I go to Grandma Judy because you know, she came over during slavery time. She's 200 years old. I hate to tell you, but Grandma might be transitioned by now. At 200, yeah, she might be gone. So you don't go to Grandma Judy, is that right?
Amen.
You've got an open book test. You're in the classroom of life. You don't get up and walk out the room like some people do. They have a problem, and they're ready to check out. They say, well, when we all get to heaven, that's a nice song to sing when we all get to heaven, but sometimes we're so heavenly minded we're no earthly good. We got people depending on us. We got family, friends, and community. We got church members, people watching us, depending on us, walking the good walk. Walking on the good foot. Hallelujah. And we can't check out. You're taking a test, and you're going to get up and leave an open book test. Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, keep this. You got to keep this. Now, I'm going to share something with you. See, a lot of folks, they're confused about whether we're under the law of Moses or the law of God. See, it's all about the law of God.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, there's some differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament, you can see what the Old Testament says. In Deuteronomy 28, it talks about if you keep this commandment, you do this and do that and do that, you get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice. But you had to do something in order to get the blessing.
Hallelujah.
But see, in the New Testament,
thank you.
See, he paid the price.
Yeah.
So we were in first place. We had to do something in order to get the blessing. In the New Testament, the blessing is upon us. Jesus did something, and now we can get the blessing. We didn't. Grace means you don't deserve this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Amen. Thank you.
This is what you need to understand. You don't work your way to try to be righteous. You are righteous because of what the 2 Corinthians 5:21 says. We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You get in Christ, and you are his righteousness. We are the righteousness of Christ because we get in him, and we allow him to get in us. So it's not about what we do. We got to do stuff, because we do stuff because we are righteous, not because of ourselves or what we did, but because of what Jesus did.
Hallelujah.
Because we allow him to come in us, and we get in him. And because we're in him and he's in us, we're righteous.
Hallelujah.
Not because of what we did, because of what he did.
Right.
But because of what he did,
mm-hmm.
we act righteously. Y'all will get this another day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But y'all need to understand
this.
The word of God is true.
Yes.
And
you.
Is righteous.
Thank you, Jesus.
The one thing that the word, how glory to God. That scripture we read, keep the word of God near you. It's an open book test.
Mm.
So what should you have near you?
Bible.
Have access to God right now. You say, well, I don't, you know, some people used to carry the family Bible. You know, they look holy. They carry the family Bible around them, trying to look holy. No. Did you open it up? No. Look, you open up that Bible, it looked like it was brand new, just bought from the store, and I had it 5 years. They just carried it around. And they did an Orange Man thing, you know. They're showing it, you know, I got the Bible. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your open book test, you're going to need to get open the book.
Thank you, Jesus.
That doesn't really take rocket science, does it?
No.
An open book test, what do you got to do?
Open the book.
But I got problems. I ain't got time for that. I got problems.
You
open the book. I want y'all to say this. When I say a bunch of things, I want you to say, open the book. Look here. I need a job.
Open the book.
My wife is not acting right.
Open the book.
My husband's not acting right.
Open the book.
I don't have a husband.
Open the book.
I don't have a wife.
Open the book.
I don't have a job.
Open the book.
I need some money.
Open the book.
The next scripture.
Psalms 115, oh, sorry, 119, 105. And it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
The word of God is the book that will let you know where you are. That's a lamp unto your feet.
Oh, okay.
And where you're going, a light to your path.
Amen.
So if you're going on that path and there's a sinkhole, and you got the light, you can, oh, there's a sinkhole. I think I better go another way. What y'all think? Mm-hmm. I mean, should they stay on that path and there's a big sinkhole?
Go another
you
way.
You go another way.
Go another way.
I know a joke about that, but I don't have time to tell it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But see, some folks back against the wall. They kind of like they scratched up in the corner and they don't know what to do. Somebody's going to remember. Open the book.
Open the book.
Open the book. Another scripture real quick.
Luke 8:11. Mm-hmm. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
Stop there. I'm just going to do this because time is flying. The word of God is seed. Open the book. You want a harvest. You want things to change in your life. You want things to be manifested. You got to what?
Open the book.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open the book.
All right. And Mark 4:11, I got that down there. Too. No, 4:14. Do I have it down there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it says the same thing. The word of God is seed. You will get a harvest on the seed. Well, if you want to have a harvest, farmer man, if you want to have a harvest, farmer lady, farmer girl, farmer boy, you got to plant what?
Open the book.
And plant seed. If you want a harvest, you got to open the book and plant seed.
Amen.
I want God to do something. But where is that found in the Bible? I don't know. I just want him to do it. God is not a celestial bellhop.
Amen. Amen.
Life is an open book test. You've got a problem? Go to the solution and
open the book.
Ooh.
Amen.
Did that take many engrams in your brain to say that, y'all? I mean, did that take two hours of prayer to say open the book?
Open the book.
Open the book. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead. What is it?
429. Hallelujah.
We may have to extend our time.
Hallelujah.
God, open the book. Hallelujah.
Open the book.
Father God, we thank you for a way through God so far. Evidently, we're going to need glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Part four on Wednesday, y'all. Tune in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
You want to hear the rest of this because y'all got to get some knowledge. Because without knowledge, the right information, hallelujah, glory to God, knowledge and revelation, your people going to perish. That you, your mama, your daddy,
hallelujah,
your sister, your brother,
hallelujah,
your sons and daughters, your whole house, whole household,
hallelujah,
your cat, your dog, everybody going to perish.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're another boy, shout out another boy,
shout
out. Father God, we thank you for what you allowed us to share today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that it was seed planted on this ground. And we thank you all for the 3,600 fold return in Jesus' name. Even
thank
a thousand fold increase of blessing.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, God, for all those that have listened and will tune in on Wednesday.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
At 7 p.m.
Thank you, God.
Same channel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us today, and if you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeat that prayer and believe in your heart, if God says, save your mouth and confess in your heart, believe in your heart, you are saved. Give us a call at 410.
Hallelujah. And join us again on Wednesday. If you like to send us, drop us a line of communication, please address your envelope, RYMMPO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214.
I can't make it without him, though.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Life, and I'm from Book 10.